Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. I know it's been a while, but I would never leave you guys hanging without at the very least finishing the story that I'm working on. Sorry that I haven't made one in a while, I really am. A mix of lack of motivation and depression, really, but I never stop writing, so hopefully I never really stop making these. Without any further ado, though, sorry it's been so long that I've left you guys hanging without knowing what's going to happen next, so here's the continuation, finally, of The Door in the Woods. Hope you guys have liked it so far, and remember to stay tuned, subscribe if you haven't, and enjoy. Chapter 23. Sam came downstairs a little while later and sat at the kitchen table without a word. He wanted desperately to let his mother know everything that had transpired since Jay first approached him at school, but also dreaded it. What if she didn't believe him? She walked to the table and sat down across from him, folded her hands, and waited. Sam, unsure of where to start, opened his mouth and closed it, sighing. "What happened, Sam?" And suddenly it all spilled out. Everything. The door in the woods and seeing his father there. His desperate compulsion to go back and see him again. The dark figures that almost consumed them when they did. Jay's sudden turn and finally the fight. He rambled through tears and didn't stop until he was done the whole tale. And finished through hitched breaths. "Now I don't know what to do, Mom. I'm worried, and I'm fucking scared, and I really hope you think I'm not crazy." "Well, it definitely sounds crazy," she said with a small smile. "But I do believe you, Sam." He stared at his mother with tear-filled eyes, almost unable to believe what he was hearing. "You do? Well, you did leave out one part of your story. I saw your father myself while I was in the hospital, remember? I thought it was just the drugs they had me on, but..." "Yes, Sam, I believe you." He stood from the table and hugged his mother, and she hugged him back fiercely. "Oh, I almost forgot, I have something for you. I found it in your jeans." He watched as his mother pulled out a small, folded note from her pocket and handed it to him. "I didn't look at it. I almost threw it in the laundry. It's folded pretty tight." He recognized the writing from the corkboard of death. It was Jay's, all right. Sam could barely remember being handed the piece of paper, or putting it in his pocket. He felt stupid that he had just stuffed it in his pocket. If his mom hadn't found it, he probably would have forgotten about it entirely. He opened the note with trembling fingers. It wasn't long. It was messy, though. "Sam, I hope you get this. I'm losing control. Something followed me back from the forest. You need to bring me back there. I need to get rid of it. Don't trust me. I am not myself. Jay." "Holy shit. He's possessed," Sam said, holding out the note to his mother, who raised her eyebrows, took the note, and read it. Sam simply stood there for a while and let it sink in. His heart dropped like a stone. It was so painfully obvious. Jay hadn't been himself since that night in the forest, and it was all his fault. He was the one who insisted that they go back there at night. Blinded by the prospect of seeing his father again, he ignored all the clear signs of danger. And now, evidently, it was Jay who was paying the price. Who was losing control. Sam's mother handed the note back to him. She turned and shut off the oven before turning back to Sam and saying, "Not gonna make that mistake again. Supper can wait, though. Let's go help your friend." Chapter 24. Jay drove home and parked on the road outside of his house. He sat there for a long while, having an internal dialogue. He was scared to go inside and see his father. He couldn't be sure how he would react, what he'd do. He told himself he still had free will, and repeated out loud over and over again, "I'm in control. I'm in control. I'm in control." He repeated the words, but the conviction in his voice faded with every repetition. His eyes grew hazy as the words started to slur, and his hand slowly reached for the back of his head, where it gripped his hair tightly. "I'm in control," Jay said as if he was intoxicated, and using his hand for leverage, slammed his face into the steering wheel of his car. The impact of his nose on the steering wheel was matched with a quick honk of his car's horn before his head ricocheted back. A small stream of blood started to trickle from his nose. "I'm in control," he repeated, before once more slamming his face into the steering wheel. This time, along with the horn and the sound of the impact, there was also a small crack as his nose was broken, sending a steady stream of hot blood down the front of his face and onto his neck and shirt. Tears, blood, and snot ran down Jay's face, and his voice cracked and warbled as he said, one last time, "I'm in control." He looked up at the rearview mirror in terror as he watched his own bloody and battered face smile back at him and say out loud, "Not anymore," before driving his head one last time into the steering wheel and turning his world to black. And that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. Really hope you've been enjoying the story. We will be back starting now every Tuesday, so remember to subscribe if you haven't already. You can always rate and give a comment, things like that. Do really appreciate every single person that has taken the time out to listen to me, so thank you again for being here. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a good one.